Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited about welcoming back our next guest. Jiggly Jones is here to talk to us not only about his new album just released, A Mountain, A Struggle, A Tunnel of Light, but also about the messages he's been able to share through his gift of music. We'll talk to him about that gift, what it's been like for him to hear from all of you as he shared it. You guys will also hear his single, Walk On Me, on our program a little bit later. Jiggly, hello to you, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks a lot for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, you and I, once I got it straight, Jiggly, we're just talking about it. It's been about a year since the last time that you were on with us. You know, here you are now with a brand new album, you know, really tackling, I think, a lot of the big things that we all are dealing with, life, love, relationships, you know, and this whole journey that we're on in life. What has it been like for you now to have the new music out and to hear the way that people are responding to it, Jiggly?
Well, first of all, the response has been great, and, you know, it's just starting now, so, you know, I'm hoping for a lot more of that. You know, it's been a journey that started last November when I signed with Lamon Records Nashville, and it wasn't until January till I got in the studio with them. So we did the video in February, and then everything has to fall in place, and the next thing you know, it's May, and up here in the north, it was a really tough winter, so for this thing to come out right when the weather's starting to turn, and there's a new fresh spring, it's like the perfect thing. So,
right. And isn't that just like life? And, you know, just like this single, Walk On Me, I had it on repeat earlier today because I got the album myself through Amazon.com, Jiggly, and I'll be writing my review for the single a little bit later. But, you know, what I thought about with this song is that that's how life is. You go through these challenges. You go through the journey. And I think really it kind of encompasses the whole album of being able to go through, you know, those turbulent times in our life, but then to be able to appreciate the light at the end. Is that kind of how your career has been, being able to get over the challenges and now to be able to enjoy the success?
You know, I think it's true about everybody's career and everybody's job and everybody's life. It's just it's a struggle at times, and you know, you have to persevere. You know, you have to look at the bright side of things, even though a lot of times that's difficult to do. You know, and the name of this album is basically my metaphor for life itself. I guess you figured that out. But,
right.
You know, we all come across that mountain, and, you know, numerous mountains in some cases, and it's always a struggle. And, you know, you're hoping to find that tunnel that leads you to the other side, you know, where the light is. So, you know, it's just one of those things that life is life. No matter what you do, it's sometimes it's tough.
Exactly. I think that is the thing. And not only that, I think you are giving a voice, just like the single Walk On Me, to what people are feeling. What I thought was so interesting about that song, Jiggly, and we'll talk about the overall album here in a moment, but what I thought was so interesting was normally it's the lady that is talking about how she's been treated, you know, and how, you know, how she kind of is going through this cycle. It's so great and refreshing as a guy to hear a guy talk about what we ourselves go through. Has that been part of the fun of this, being able to be a voice for those like us guys who don't always have our side of the story heard?
Well, it's funny you should say that. I think it just sort of falls into place naturally. You know, it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be looked at as a guy versus a girl. It could be the other way around, you know.
Right.
And I usually generalize when I write so people can relate to things. You know, this is something that everybody, not everybody, but most people have dealt with in relationships, or, you know, whether they realize it or not. So I'm guessing that more ladies will pay attention to the song because it's just something that hits closer to home with them. But, you know, I just happen to be a guy, and I'm the one on the video that's doing the hurting, you know. So, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully there's forgiveness involved, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, I think that we will definitely be able to see that forgiveness, Jiggly. For those who are just tuning in, listening to Conversations Live, I have recording artist Jiggly Jones back on with us today. He's celebrating the release of his album, A Mountain, A Struggle, A Tunnel, A Light, but also, of course, being able to share great new music, you know, with his fans. Now, you know, we talked about this last time because I actually listened to the conversation when I was prepping for this, and it just dawned on me now where you and I, in an insight thing, Jiggly, where the three came from. It was 2013, the last time you were on with us. And
okay.
I went back and listened, and we talked about, you know, social media and the way the Internet has kind of, you know, changed things, but also I think helped us too. What has it been like for you? I mean, it's one thing for you to be able to have these live performances and to be able to see your audience. What is it like for you to know that just because your music is available, you know, in the digital format, that literally the world can enjoy it?
That's awesome. You know, sometimes for a band, and if there's any musicians out there, they understand that grabbing a local following is tough enough. You know,
right.
in this era that we're in now, where you can reach out to the world, it's really neat to see people from other countries and things like that, and other states of our own country, you know, listening to your music and liking it. You know, so it's a great thing. It really is.
Yeah. Well, I think it is a great thing. As I mentioned, I was able to get the album on Amazon.com. I know it's available also through iTunes. Other people can get it in their various formats. And I think that is the great thing. Let's talk about some of the – we're going to be listening to Walk On Me a little bit later, Jiggly, but let's talk about some of the other singles on the album that I think are so great. Again, the album is out today. Early Morning Light is one of those. I think that it is so powerful. Is part of your, you know, part of your gift that you feel like you have as a storyteller is that you're able to not only entertain, but also be able to tell a story that is relatable. We mentioned relationships earlier, but able to relate to so many people no matter where they are in their lives.
Yeah, you know, it's just a lot of times it's just how you twist the lyrics and the emotion of the song, you know. A lot of times when you start the song out, you really don't know which direction it's going to go. You know, so I'm living my own life or what I've seen in my life as I'm writing the lyrics. And, you know, even though the lyrics aren't specifically about me, it's just the wisdom that you gain from life just living it. It's funny because that's my favorite song on the album. I'm glad you picked that one. That was the last song that I wrote before we started recording, so it's the freshest one.
Yeah. There's also another one that I enjoyed, and that is Hope in a Bottle. I think that's another one that kind of shares a different side. You know, even the cover art for this, I think, really does kind of remind us of, you know, that – you know, that prize that's at the end, you know, no matter how,
right.
you know, how dark we're kind of going through, you know, something, how there's always that hope. You know, is that also a metaphor for you as this journey, why you have been successful? Because, you know, you said something that I have to say I picked up on for a couple of reasons. You mentioned that, you know, that this is something that, you know, a lot of people can relate to, and when it comes to, you know, their feelings. But unfortunately, you know, like I know, Jiggly, that there are some people who never get to the end, to the light, because they give up along the way. What has kept you moving forward through that tunnel? What has kept you climbing the mountains and not giving up along the way?
I don't know. Maybe it might be something that was ingrained in me as a child. You know, I always figured my parents did a really good job raising me. I had a good childhood, and I just feel that you know, strong parenting probably, you know, instilled that in me. But you know, it's a lot of times, you know, you hear artists say that it's the naysayers that keep you going, and you know, it could be a lot of different things that keep you going. But in my case, you know, I felt that I had something to offer. You know, and it's a struggle to be involved in this business. It's oversaturated for one thing. So you really have to struggle just to break through and get noticed. And you know, it's like a carrot on a stick a lot of times. And you just keep on. If you feel like you have something to offer, and you know, you feel like that's why you're here on Earth. You know, sometimes you just keep pushing.
Right. You just keep pushing, and that's it. And again, you know, just like I've heard guests say on this program before, Jiggly, you'll never know what's at the end if you give up along the way. And
right,
that's the
right.
thing. Yeah, you never know what the reward might be for your faithfulness and also for your dedication if you give up. Again, everyone, I'm speaking to Jiggly Jones. His new project is called A Mountain, A Struggle, A Tunnel, A Light. It's available today for you guys to be able to get however you get your music. For those who have not heard the single that a lot of people are buzzing about, here it is. Here is Walk On Me from Jiggly Jones. You all stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live in our Have Jiggly Jones with Walk On Me from his new album, A Mountain, A Struggle, A Tunnel, and Light. We've been talking to Jiggly not only about the journey of the new project that is available today, but also what it's been like for him to share his musical journey with all of us. So, Jiggly, when people hear the new album, when they're able to go from song to song and talk about either the ones that we mentioned here or be able to find their own favorite, and other than just enjoying the music as great music, what message would you hope they're able to take away from it?
Well, you know, a lot of times you have to listen to something, you know, more than once before it really sinks in, before it starts making sense to you.
Right.
I would ask that you try to give that, you know, a chance or whatever. But, you know, everybody will grab out of it what they want, you know, and that's the good thing about it, and that's what I'm hoping. You know, it's just that everybody has their own story, and, you know, they can take it and run with it in that way.
Exactly. I totally agree with that, and I think that, again, is one of the gifts that is music. So, everyone, again, Jiggly Jones is our guest. Jiggly, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and, of course, be able to find out what's coming up next for you?
Everything is at my website, jigglyjones.com. It's easy to remember. And, you know, everything's there, including lyrics for songs, videos, shows that are coming up. There's social media links like Facebook and such. That'll you just hit on that, it'll take you right to it. So it's sort of like a one-stop shopping place, and even the iTunes links there, and, you know, news feeds, things like that.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying in contact with all things Jiggly Jones on his website. He's also on social media, so you guys can easily find him there. Jiggly, it is always a pleasure to speak with you. Congratulations to you on the new album, and looking forward to the next conversation.
Yeah, me too, Cyrus. I appreciate you having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank all of you for tuning in as well to this edition of Conversations Live. So if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire conversation about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And as I mentioned, Jiggly's on both places. So you guys can actually find him there too. So you can head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.